This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Republican senators were briefing Minority Leader Mitch McConnell Thursday on an infrastructure proposal agreed to by a bipartisan group in the Senate ahead of a meeting with President Joe Biden, according to Senate aides. Members of the group of 21 senators, dubbed the G21, reached agreement Wednesday on the framework of a package to invest in the country's bridges, roads, and other physical infrastructure after a meeting with White House officials. The G21 talks have focused on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan with a mix of new and repurposed funding. For Mr. Biden, securing a large-scale infrastructure package is a top domestic priority. The United States plans to evacuate at least some Afghan interpreters who have worked with U.S. forces before the full withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, a senior official said Thursday. The official spoke on condition of anonymity and said the move would keep the interpreters facing violent reprisal from Taliban forces safe as their immigration visas are processed. Poland will withdraw its troops from Afghanistan at the end of June, President Andrzej Duda said Thursday, bringing its two-decade presence in the country to an end. NATO allies agreed in April that foreign troops under NATO command will withdraw from Afghanistan in coordination with a U.S. pullout by September 11th. Duda wrote on Twitter the first troops would return to Poland Thursday night. After withdrawing, the United States and NATO aim to rely on Afghan military and police forces, which they have developed with billions of dollars in funding, to maintain security. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. envoy in Moscow returned to Russia Thursday, saying he was ready to work on a, quote, stable and predictable relationship, end quote, after a U.S.-Russia summit aimed at reducing tensions. Ambassador John Sullivan said in a statement he was ready to work with Russia, quote, on our goal of a stable and predictable relationship between our countries, end quote. His statement comes several days after Russia's envoy to Washington, Anatoly Antonov, resumed his own posting. These moves come after summit talks in Geneva between Russian President Vladimir Putin with his U.S. counterpart, Joe Biden. Russia accused Britain Thursday of spreading lies over a warship confrontation in the Black Sea and warned London that it would respond resolutely to any further provocation actions by the British Navy off the coast of Russia-annexed Crimea. Russia summoned the British ambassador in Moscow for a formal diplomatic scolding after the warship breached what the Kremlin says are its territorial waters, but which Britain and most of the world say belong to Ukraine. Britain said Russia was sowing inaccuracies and disputed Russia's account, saying no warning shots had been fired and that no bombs had been dropped in the path of the Royal Navy destroyer Defender. British mobile operator EE said Thursday it was bringing back mobile roaming charges to the European Union for new and upgrading customers starting next January. The move wipes out a benefit that has saved tourists and business travelers millions of dollars since the charges were abolished in 2017. The company had previously said it had no plans to reintroduce roaming charges following Brexit. Fee-free roaming was not protected in the Brexit agreement. French President Emmanuel Macron urged EU countries to be extremely vigilant about the Delta variant of the coronavirus and to be more closely coordinated on allowing tourists to come from outside the bloc. Ahead of an EU summit in Brussels, Macron said, quote, "We must all be vigilant because the much talked about Delta variant is coming, which spreads more rapidly than other variants and affects people who are not vaccinated or who only have had one dose," end quote. Meanwhile, the governor of the U.S. state of New York said the COVID-19 state of emergency, originally declared in March of 2020, will expire Thursday. Andrew Cuomo had lifted most of the COVID-19-related restrictions for the state June 15th. Lifting the state emergency will allow state and local governments to decide about their own respective public health measures. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.